Doggy. Well, good morning, everyone. You know, I like the way Mark always starts out about his week. So my week this week was 3 days a week. I picked up the balls on the range, but the ball washer was cantankerous, and I had to beat on it a little bit to get it to work. And the other two, I played golf, and I stunk it up. So I had a tough week. Yeah, I did. I had a birthday. Next year, I get to play from the ladies' tees. Father, thank you. Thank you for giving me a spirit of lightheartedness. And Father, I just want to thank you for this word you've given me today. And Father, I just hope you will speak through me today as I deliver it. And Father, I just give you all the praise. Amen. The title of my sermon today is The Power of Faith. What does that mean to you? Do you really have power? I'd say each and every one of us has a different idea of what that means to you, for sure. But it's each one is probably the right one, if it's for you. I did a lot of searching online and stuff, trying to find stuff about the power of faith, and I found some very, very interesting stuff that I never heard before about faith. And, of course, one of the first things, you know me, I like definitions. And the first thing I did is looked up a definition of faith, and it says, faith is the unseen strength that helps people face hard times, move past fear, and believe the things in things that seem utterly impossible. You know, we read about people doing things that seem to be impossible all the time. You know, tragic situations, a car accident where a car's laying on somebody and somebody my size decides that I'm going to move the car and they pick up the car and move it. They do it because they can believe it. They believe they can do it. You know, all kinds of stuff like that. It's happening every day in the world. People are doing things that were just thought impossible could not be done in all areas of life. I mean, I can remember back in the 50s, or I guess it was the late 50s, when they broke the 4-minute mile running. They said, that will never happen. Nobody will ever shoot. They're down to almost breaking the 3-minute mile now.
Remember who that was?
I never was that fast. Yeah. Things happen all the time because people believe. And that's what the power of faith is, a belief that you can accomplish something or something will happen that will help your situation or help you move out of a spirit of fear. You know, you may have to do something to help yourself, but if you've got the power of faith in your life, you'll do what you have to do. Because I know I've lived through that in myself. I've had hard times in my life, and I've had plenty of fear that I didn't think I could handle. I was raised in the church. I knew of faith, but not what I really know about faith. I could never see the light at the end of the tunnel when I was going through a bunch of stuff. All I could see was the darkness and hopeful that there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. But there always is. See, a lot of those times my perception was that faith, that God would give me what I wanted. See, I think that's what a lot of it we pray about. God, give me what I want. Give me what I wanted, or my faith was so small I couldn't believe that was even possible. You know, Oscar always would say, we were all born with a measure of faith. Well, that measure of faith was like a mustard seed. See, my early faith was that. It was that tiny faith. I didn't really see the broader part of it. And I had to grow in it to learn more about it. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's the key. Own understanding. In all ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. See, if I'm leaning on my own understanding, I don't have any faith in the Lord, and he's going to put me on the right path. I'm going to be searching for my own path. I have to rely on the Lord to get me where I need to be. And a lot of times, I'll get on the right path and I'll jump right off because I think I know better. Submit to the Lord, and he'll give you the power of faith to face your challenges. Now, as I was looking all this stuff up, I came across something that I had never heard before. And I thought, now, how come I've never heard of that? Where in the heck did this come from? I just put in power of faith in the computer. I got to tell 12 spiritual powers of faith that God has given each and every one of us. And I think you'll be surprised of what these 12 are. And I'm going to read them to you, and I'm going to talk a little bit about each one of them. But it goes like this. Number one is faith. Perception, conviction, and the ability to accept things not seen. You know, when we're going through hard stuff, is perception one of the first things we go through? We see it for what we think it is and not what it really is. See, but it also says the ability to accept things not seen. See, we can't see it all a lot of times when we're going through something. But if we're relying on the Lord in our faith, we got the ability to look for it. The second one is strength. Stability, endurance, and steadfastness. If you've been going through hard times in your life, if you had the endurance to get through it, if you've got the power of faith in your life, you do. You also have the stability with to withstand it. You might teeter. That's just normal. You're gonna do that. But you do have the endurance, and you do have the steadfastness to outlast it. Third one is wisdom. Discernment and divine intuition. Clyde talks about discernment a lot. To be able to look at something and discern what is real and what isn't. But I like the second part of this, divine intuition. If we're listening for the voice of the Lord, we don't have to worry about the discernment. He's going to tell us anyhow. He's just going to show us in his way rather than our own way. Next one is love. Harmony, unity, and the greatest binding force. You know, if we're relying on the Lord, love of the Lord, and in harmony with him, what do we have to fear? Not a lot. Unity. Unity with your congregation, your church. People you can rely on here on this earth that you can talk to. You know, sometimes you actually need to do that. A lot of times we have fear of saying something to people that needs to be said, or saying something to people of how they're going to judge you for what you're trying to tell them. But it's the greatest binding force if we do it in love. Next one is power, authority, mastery, spiritual energy. We have the authority to call things as they are, as what they are. Right, Clyde? We have the authority to do that. We're allowed to say that. And we have the mastery. You know, if we're walking in the power of faith in the Lord, we have the mastery to say, no, this is not it. This is not the way it's supposed to be. And let the Lord handle it. Next one is imagination. Now, imagine that. Vision, conception. Power to... I can't read my own writing. Power to fear mental images. If you're walking in faith, you have a brighter vision. You don't see the darkness. Power to fear, not mental images. How many times I had something going through my mind and thinking, oh, this is going to be a disaster, and I can see the disaster right in front of me and be scared to death of it. But see, we have the vision in a conception to look at it a different way. Not what we fear, but what it really is, reality. And it might be a disaster. But we've got a vision to understand that we can get through it and see it for what it is. Next one is understanding, insight, comprehension, realization. It's nice to have insight on something. You're trying to figure out something in your life, or and you got a little insight of like, hey, you know, I've seen this before. You know, do you ever think of that? I've seen this before. How did I handle it the last time? What happened the last time? You can comprehend it. Like I said before, you can see it for what it is. Realization. Is it real or is it not real? That's a biggie. Is it real or is it not real? You know, it's easy to think about all these things when your life's going on and everything's on an even keel. But see, God's given, and I'm not done yet, and God's given us these 12 spiritual gifts, these 12 spiritual powers, to help us to deal with everything we got in our lives, our everyday life. The next one is will, choice, decision making, commitment. You know, we were talking in Sunday school day in Matthew 19, which is about marriage and divorce. And I said, I'm a two-time loser. Okay, I didn't get through two divorces, I went through two divorces. But the other thing I said is, both times I made a vow to God that this would be forever. I made the commitment. See, I like this one because it all really flows together. Decision-making, choice, decision-making, commitment. We can make the decision to make the choice to commit to walk with the Lord. We're allowed to do that. All three. And it's not just, it's with everything. We can make the decision to make the choice, to make the commitment to do something that's going on in our life that we might have to do. I talked about choices the last time I spoke and how important they are. You know, we hear it a lot, even on the news today, about all the stuff that's going on and how the choices are making, you know, in crime and, you know, the other day they had a shooting in Cincinnati, a 14-year-old kid shot somebody because he got mad. He had a choice. Next one is order, organization, alignment, with divine law. And I like this one because Brenda said something today. In Sunday school. Organization. What's organization mean? Well, it can be, you know, a big company. That's an organization. But I think organization in a personal thing is keeping your and I can't think of the word. Personal things in line. Alignment with divine law. You know, somebody said, Brenda was talking, well, they had the Ten Commandments, but there were 300, but it comes down to two. Let's be in alignment with those two. It's not that you don't need to be in alignment with all of them, but those are the ones that really count. Be in alignment with the two that count. Zeal, devotion, intensity, and inner drive. I've got a grandson who's a swimmer. And I can tell you, he's got all three of these. He's devoted to the sport. He certainly has the intensity. And I think Sammy's the same way with volleyball. And he's got the inner drive to be the best he can be. We need to devote ourselves to the Lord. We need to have the intensity to seek Him out. And we need to have the inner drive to rely on Him in everything we do, for everything. And give Him all the praise and glory for everything He's doing in our lives. Elimination. I need this one a lot. Ability to let go of old habits, negative thoughts, or unneeded conditions. I've got an old habit that I've been trying to break for a long time, and I'm still having a hard time getting rid of it. I like Little Debbie's. They don't like me so much, but I like them a lot. Negative thoughts are easy. They come up all the time. All the time. And negative thoughts to bring fear into your life. They really bring fear into your life. Unsteadiness in your life. Unneeded conditions. You know, sometimes we need to break away from things that are disturbing our own spiritual peace. We just need to break away from them. And it may not be easy. It might be very, very, very hard. But we need to break away from the things that break our spiritual peace with the Lord. And the last one is life. Vitality, animation, and presence. Let's have a lot of vitality in life, you know? Let's smile more. Let's laugh more. Let's be animated. And presence is be who you are. And know who you are. I know for me, for myself, I'm a child of God. I might not always know it, but I do know it. Deep down inside. And I need to remember those things. So think all about the power He's given us to have faith in Him for everything. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for. and assurance about what we do not see. Let's be assured that God's moving in our lives. And he's going to do things that we never thought possible because he's doing it every day. Not just in our lives, but all over the world. I found a couple of quotes, and I'll end with these. Corrie Ten Boom: faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. Let's receive the impossible. Because it isn't, we can have it. And this one's from Martin Luther: faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain, a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. Let's stake our life on faith in the Lord. And let's accept the 12 spiritual powers, because we all have them. They're all free. All we got to do is work on them and believe that we have them and use them when we need to use them. You know, and that doesn't mean everybody uses everything in the same way, but it does mean that you have the ability to use the power of faith in your life. So let's do that today. Let's step up and do that today. When I saw the 12 spiritual powers, I went, whoa, that blew me away. I would have never thought that in a million years that I would see that. That was impossible for me. And all I did is put 3 words in the computer. So I certainly think the Lord was speaking to me. So let's have a good day. And I'll end in a prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity to speak today. Thank you for the message you've given me today. Thank you for this congregation. And Father, I ask that you lift us all up and we have the faith to believe and be assured that our lives are in your hands, in your will, and you're going to supply us with all we need. Amen.